The organisation representing Australia's oil and gas industry has raised concerns about proposed changes to the tax system. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has laid out plans to tweak the petroleum resource rent tax. And the changes will see the industry hand over an extra $6 billion to the federal government over the next decade. That's in response to a decline in tax revenue from the sector, despite a huge growth in gas production. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Oil and gas companies receive generous tax concessions while searching for resources, but that looks set to change. The government has announced it's revising what's known as the petroleum resource rent tax.
So it's a positive that they're doing this. The changes are positive.
Jason Ward is from the Tax Justice Network. He says for too long, oil and gas companies haven't been paying their fair share.
The way that the PRRT system works is that the companies that are doing offshore gas production have amassed literally hundreds of billions of dollars in PRRT credits that will buffer them for paying any PRRT payments for decades.
The government plans to reduce the deductions a company can claim on exploration costs, and that has the oil and gas industry worried.
This is a complex tax, so it's going to take some time to work out the full implications of the changes.
Malcolm Roberts is the CEO of the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association. He's concerned that altering the current scheme could make Australia less attractive to investors.
Australia is a high-cost destination for investment. Our resources are not as cheap to develop as other countries such as Qatar. So we need to stay competitive in terms of the overall cost. That's the regulatory cost, including taxation, the industry cost.
And he's warning against any drastic changes.
Any decision that the industry or government make that make Australia less competitive runs the risk that we'll see less investment, fewer jobs, less government revenue.
But not everyone in the sector shares those concerns. The Australian oil and gas company Woodside has backed the announcement. In a written statement, a spokeswoman said,
"The petroleum resource rent tax has been under review since November 2016. It's now time for Parliament to promptly pass the proposed changes in order to provide certainty for all investors."
The proposed change is one of several recommended in an independent review ordered by Scott Morrison when he was Treasurer. It was in response to concerns that tax revenue from the sector had declined despite an increase in gas production.
This is about ensuring the sustainability and effectiveness and efficiency of our tax system. It's important these companies, you know, pay their fair share when it comes to these issues.
The changes will only apply to future projects and not those already underway. The Tax Justice Network's Jason Ward argues that doesn't go far enough.
They're only introducing this to new projects. And even the small changes that they're making aren't really as significant as they could be.
Another recommendation adopted by the government includes removing onshore projects from the petroleum resource rent tax. The government believes the changes will bring in an extra $6 billion in revenue over the next decade. Labor has indicated it will support the legislation. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen.
We'll review the detail of that closely, of course. If reforms are sensible, which gets more revenue, then that's appropriate.
The draft legislation will be introduced to Parliament next year.
Stephanie Boris reporting.